We have about 3 or 4 minutes left, but I have to ask you, because obviously these days the world is going to be celebrating or commemorating mm-hmm. the Holocaust, mm-hmm. What we have come mm-hmm. to in terms of acronyms, HMD, mm-hmm. the Holocaust Memorial Day. You have written a book on mm-hmm. the Holocaust industry, mm-hmm. how it's become, well, an industry, basically. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little about that. What's your take on that? And particularly the fact that every year we have this discussion and this debate within the Muslim communities throughout Europe as to whether they should go or they shouldn't
They should definitely not go.
Why?
Because the Holocaust Memorial, it has nothing to do with the Nazi Holocaust.
What is
the Holocaust then? Industry has nothing to do with the Nazi Holocaust. Mm. All this is an ideological weapon of Israel and its supporters to immunize Israel and its supporters from criticism. Mm. Has nothing to do with the actual event. Mm. Nobody cares. These people don't care about the actual event. They don't care about the survivors. Mm. It's a manipulative public relations device. Mm. And I think nobody should have any truck with it. Mm. You should stay away from it. You should boycott it. And say that you're not going to allow the Nazi Holocaust to be turned into an ideological club to keep dissenting opinion in line. Mm. Mm. I've never even gone to the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington. Mm. I'm not going to have anything to do with that. My parents suffered too much.
Exactly.
I mean, they endured too much for their suffering to be turned into a weapon to justify war. Just look at what happened, the buildup to the war in Iraq in 2003. Mm. Anyone who dissented from an illegal war of aggression was accused of being an appeaser of Hitler. Mm. Now, can you imagine that? The Nazi Holocaust has now become the main ideological weapon for justifying wars of aggression. Mm. That's a fact. Mm. Every time Israel and the United States want to launch an illegal war of aggression, what do they charge? That their enemy is Hitler. Mm. Ahmadinejad, he's Hitler. Mm. Hezbollah is Hitler. Hamas is Hitler. Every time they want to commit an illegal war of aggression, they use the Nazi Holocaust to justify it. Now that's the ultimate enemy, the ultimate irony. Yeah, yes. The Nazi Holocaust has become the main ideological weapon for waging illegal wars of aggression. Mm. Why should anyone have anything to do with that? Mm. Stay away from those memorials. Let the Holocaust mongers and the warmongers attend those memorials. Mm. No self-respecting, decent, peace-loving person, someone who loves justice, would have anything to do with those memorials. Mm.
And finally, and mm-hmm. Within the minute or so that we have, mm-hmm. the American elections. Mm-hmm. Is there any point in pinning any kind of hope on any particular party, any particular candidates?
No, as I said earlier, of course, you know, most people are going to participate in the election because probably one will make a marginal difference. One candidate will make a marginal difference as against another. Mm. And given the power that the U.S. has, even a marginal difference can be the difference of millions of lives. Mm. Because you have to multiply that margin of difference by the factor of U.S. power.
Of course.
So I'm not going to pretend it makes no difference. But ultimately, as I said earlier, I speak as a person who's not religious. God helps those who help themselves.
Yes.
We can't look passively for leaders to make the world a better place. Mm. In order to achieve those positions of power and privilege, you have to have been pretty ruthless. And in order to get to the top, you have to ultimately be serving the interests of those at the top.
Yes.
And the interests of those at the top are not the interests of most of humanity. Mm. Most of humanity, regrettably or not, has to fight its own struggles to get its place at the table and not just be there waiting for a few crumbs.
Yes.
So we're really committed to justice. We really want a better world. I'm not saying ignore the election, but remember, it's our work, it's our challenge, it's in our hands. And if we achieve it, a just world, well then we will have earned it.
Yes.
And we will have deserved it, because it was our working. And if we don't achieve it, then maybe we don't even deserve it, because we weren't willing to make the kind of investment that a just world requires, and it takes work.
Norman Finkelstein, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us today, and we wish you well on the rest of your tour of the UK and when you return back home. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in tonight. Please join us next week when we'll be hosting another guest in our attempt to build bridges and establish Jusur. I'm Anas Al-Tikriti. Goodbye.